Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is the Hail Gaholi Erev Shabbos. I'm here to turn on Friday into Erev Shabbos. Generously sponsored by Menzi Pora Fishman, Schus Fachai Rivka Basipora, Fertile Memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Svi Ben David Aryeh. I want to begin this morning learning a new sefer I got recently, Shabbos Kodesh Milsa Acharta. A new sefer by Rav David Avuchatzer, Shlita on Shabbos, with very, very beautiful ideas. I'm excited to make our way through some of the sefer and learn some of these ideas together with you. We know that Friday is pregnant with possibility. Friday is not just stam another day of the week. Friday, one can already feel and sense, if a person is finely tuned, that Shabbos is coming. Hopefully we wake up to a clean house, maybe even a set table, maybe even the smells of Shabbos. Not just the dry cleaning that's hanging, not just the feeling physically that Shabbos is in the air, but the feeling spiritually that we can see and we can recognize and that we've been preparing and we can almost measure that it's Erev Shabbos. It's not like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday is not another ordinary day of the week, even though Malach is Mutter, it's not yet Shabbos. It already has the energy and it already has the light of Shabbos. Pasuk says when it comes to the falling of the man, on the 6 days when they prepared what was brought, there was double the portion that there was every day. The Torah, in fact, on Rechaim Simon Reishnan, learns from here, Yashkem Baboker B'yom Shishi, that a person should wake up early on Friday, Lahachin Tzarchei Shabbos. Don't wait for the last minute on Friday, and don't only do it on Thursday and Wednesday, but Friday morning Dafka, Friday is Mesugal. Person should schedule, wake up early, or wake up, or allocate. I know it's not easy for everyone, and there's no judgment or pressure. People work, people have responsibility, people have young children. But if we can, Friday morning, wake up to v'yashkem, just like the pasuk says, v'ayah b'yom hashishi v'echinu, yashkem, a person should wake up, v'ayah b'yom hashishi v'echinu. Mashma hazmana baboker dumya dahava. Just like the man fell immediately Friday morning, therefore the preparation for Shabbos through the falling of the man happened on Friday, so too we should schedule and organize our Friday morning that we're doing something, set a table, sweep, put something up for food for Shabbos. We should get ready even early. The Halakha about Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech of Lizhinsk, understands this pasuk. He says something magnificent. A person who is serving Hashem all week long, the person who zochers Yom Shabbos, the Kadsho, their entire week is oriented around Shabbos. Sunday, Monday are 1 day and 2 days since Shabbos, and they're 1 or 2 days towards the next Shabbos. And a person is living all week long, striving, yearning, looking forward, realizing Shabbos is the payday, the payoff. A person is learning and davening, is listening to Hashem and talking to Him. A person is practicing bittul, surrendering to Hashem, putting elokus over ego all week long. Bahirhu bashchakim b'yom bo yom hashishi nislahev b'kir ba'aza b'hiro sh'yom haShabbos. The measure, the metric, the indication of what kind of week you had is when you wake up Friday morning, do you already feel the sanctity of Shabbos? Even though you haven't done anything yet, you haven't set a table, you didn't put up a challenge, you didn't yet do anything technically to get ready for Shabbos, but if you wake up with a feeling that today is different, this is no ordinary day, it's not another weekday, today is different, that is an indication, that is a reflection, that is a testament to the kind of week that one had. So the way that you approach, the way you feel, the way you wake up to Friday tells you what kind of week you have. Or put differently, we should have the kind of week, be present and revolve our week around Shabbos and be connected to Hashem, talking, loving, yearning, connecting, that when we wake up Friday morning, it's palpable. We're looking forward. We can't wait. We are excited. You don't wake up the day you're going on vacation, the day before, and someone has to tell you, by the way, are you ready? Are you packed? Person looks forward. If you're connected with your family, if you're talking, if you're planning, if you're packing, if you're excited, then come that day that you're actually leaving, you're ready. No one has to remind you. So similarly, if we have a week all week long that we're connected to Hashem, we can't wait to spend the time with Him on Shabbos, we are in a relationship that's dynamic and vibrant and energized, then we feel it in Shabbos. And said the Halakha Noam Elimelech, you see this in the Pasuk, V'haya b'yom hashishi v'hechinu. When a person wakes up Friday morning feeling that they are preparing, that this is no ordinary day, they're bringing that into Friday. You're bringing the whole week, the attitude, the experience, you're bringing it into Friday. Zehu simen via mishnah al asher yilkatu yom yom. That is a simen via mishnah. This is revealing, teaching, asher yilkatu, what you collected yom yom, day by day, the whole week. That's how the Noam Elimelech read the pasuk. The Noam Elimelech read the pasuk that if you have the kind of week that you want to and mean to have, you'll see it, you'll feel it, it'll be indicated on Friday. So, Chevra, we woke up today, we're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. We're getting ready. We have to get ready physically, preparing spiritually, stories, ideas, Divrei Torah. We have to be ready, guests, checking in, phone calls. But we should wake up, we should have the kind of week that we wake up on a Friday that we're already feeling Shabbos, we're already feeling it. The Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shittur says, that's why Friday is called Erev Shabbos. Why isn't it called Yom HaShishi? We should call it Friday, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi. Why is it called Erev Shabbos? Says the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shittur. It comes from the language of Erev is Taruvus. Taruvus is a mixture. Friday is not weekday, nor is it fully Shabbos. There's a mixture, there's a blend, there's an integration. Friday is the end of the weekday, and you can already feel palpably, you can feel the sparks of Shabbos. Erev, Taroves, Me'urav. It's mixed together Friday. It's a mixture of the weekday and a mixture of Shabbos. That's the kind of Friday we should have. Not stop another day like any day of the week until the last of the 18 minutes when we roll into Shabbos, but it should be that we wake up Friday already to this mixture. Palpable, you could feel it, you could see it, you could measure it, you could taste it, you could smell it. That we wake up to a Friday, we transform our Friday into an Erev Shabbos. Wishing everyone a holy, happy, and a healthy Shabbos.